There we go. I just heard myself, so I know I'm on the air. This is the Taylor Report. By the way, we're on Facebook / The Taylor Report, and we're on SoundCloud, and we are Taylor-Report. I don't believe we have Vanessa yet, do we? No. Okay. We expect to connect shortly. Well, the story, the big story, is that Canada, according to Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, together with Donald Trump, that would be Trudeau Trump, asked Israel to assist in removing people called the White Helmets from an area of Syria through Israeli-occupied territory, which isn't called that, by the way, during this whole exercise. I don't think they went into what is called Israel proper. This, I think, is in the area of the Golan Heights. Vanessa will probably help us out on that. And then from there to Jordan. We've talked about this organization in the past. This seems to be quite an extraordinary situation. We'd like to know the particulars. I can say, from vantage point of covering the Syrian war against the jihadis, there has been a strong factor of what Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, calls propaganda emanating from this group, which is called a humanitarian group. But Seymour Hersh says there is a propaganda dimension to them. So when this happens at a very crucial time in the fighting, we have to ask a lot of questions. Phil, as you know, this has been the local press, the Globe and Mail has commented. Actually, is it Saunders writes for the Globe or is Sanders? Saunders.
He
had a good title. Yeah. I have to confess, I haven't read the article, but I like the title. He said the apparent victory of President Assad in Syria creates a dilemma for Canada. Now, he wrote that, by the way, prior to this story about the extrication of this of some of the elements of this organization. So that already we had something going on there that is much bigger than a story of helping out people identified as humanitarian. A month ago, 6 weeks ago at least, that there was going to be a major battle in this area because these are the toughest elements that have been involved in fighting with the Syrian army since 2011. So it's been 8 years of fighting. We were told that the group in southwest Syria was very determined and that they were going to put up a real resistance. And this was complicated by the fact that it's very close to several borders, the Jordanian border, the Lebanese border, and the Israeli border, and then this area called the Golan Heights, and then you have these fighting groups. And there can't be any dispute about this, that the fighting groups have elements that all states following this identify as terrorists. But the fight didn't happen. I mean, there's been some resistance, but basically a choreographed surrender or cessation of battle. This has been very complicated because the combatants have been provided an opportunity to lay down their arms and integrate with the communities. They've also been given the option of getting on what we all call the green buses and going to an area called Idlib, where all the jihadis have a hometown, designated hometown for the jihadis. That's been the game so far. And we've witnessed in the case of Aleppo and Ghouta, this exercise. But in this case, something new happened. I should add a detail. When those surrenders happened in Ghouta and in Aleppo, East Aleppo, the people called the White Helmets boarded the buses and went to Idlib. This time, what makes this exceptional? This time they didn't board the buses. Maybe some of them did, but some, for reasons known to others, have now crossed through Israeli secured area and gone to Jordan. So that's where we are with this, wanting to know, you know, somebody please explain this to us. So anyway, that's our preface to this. And I think I have every indication we might be speaking shortly with Vanessa Beely, who, having done all this preparatory, she's going to have a bunch of questions to be answered. By the way, Vanessa Beely's with 21st Century Wire, an excellent site, and we go to that very often. I think Vanessa Beely is with us. Are you there, Vanessa?
I'm here. Well, hi, Phil.
Hi. I'm sorry for all the last second moving around, but we're really glad to be talking to you. You've done excellent work, and of course you've come in for a lot of recrimination because you have raised questions about these people who are in the headlines today called the White Helmets. And in introducing this segment, I was mentioning that we thought there was going to be a great battle, we were told, in the Southwest, and it seemed very dangerous. Because Israel is nearby, Jordan's nearby, Lebanon's nearby, let's start with this. The people fighting there, according to all governments, I believe, France, UK, US, Russia, the major fighting elements are serious terrorists, that is, jihadis. Is that right? Hello? I don't think she objected to my question. I think it was... are you there, Vanessa? No? I'm here. This is Phil Taylor. This is the Taylor Report. And you heard my first question. And I hope that people will appreciate that we're not just talking about a humanitarian matter. We're talking about... what type of forces are involved. We're going to have to, we'll continue with our preface to this. This is kind of like setting the stage at a show, right, where you have a drum roll and then you have possible voices and then you wait. But we will get to Vanessa shortly, we're sure. I'll put my own two cents worth in on this because I know that Canadians and residents of the United Kingdom are a little bit concerned since these gentlemen and their families are in areas which are identified as terrorist held. Now they will be going to UK, coming to Canada, etc. My point would be that while, yes, they might be, in fact, themselves affiliated, or they might be members, the people who know that are our government. Canadian government knows very well who they are. And if they're here, they are here under the hegemony and direction of the people who've been paying them. One of the elements we're going to clarify on this is that they are... not volunteers in the sense that somebody who just, decides to go out and help. They've actually been paid. That is, there is a budget. We know there's a budget because the Canadian government has contributed to the budget. We know there's a budget because Saudi Arabia has contributed to the budget. UK, the United States, we saw a spokesperson for the U.S. administration say that they had given money to the people called the White Helmets. So it isn't, they're not bringing a mysterious group. They're bringing employees. They're bringing people who worked for money and under their direction. And do not try to tell me that the British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and Canadian intelligence doesn't know exactly who they are. And so if they represent a threat here, you have to ask your government, why are you putting us in a, at a risk? Are you playing a different game? Why are you intimately involved with these people? It's not them. I agree with, I would say that the government of Syria should be delighted that they've been removed. That's, of course, that's fine by them. This is somebody who called for the destruction of the government of Syria. The government of Syria has prevailed. And so let them come to Canada. Why not? But don't tell me that they don't know who they are or that they would be doing anything here that was not approved. And Canada has a history of bringing people. I mean, the most celebrated figure I can think of would be the grandfather of Chrystia Freeland. Chrystia Freeland, who is now actually playing, you know, she's at the prow of the boat. She's the figure who's calling for us to bring them. She has identified her grandfather as a refugee, as someone who shared Canadian values and as someone she looked up to. That is her position this date, 2018. The man himself, Michael Schumach, was a Nazi collaborator. No dispute. He was paid. He was on the payroll. He lived in Krakow, and he worked on a fascist paper.